We thought we'd call in Ryan Ivey, who was the AD at Austin Peay, who hired Will Healy, to get a little background on who Will Healy is, outside of just me telling you how great he is. Ryan, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things in Middle Tennessee?
We're great, man. Miss you. Stephen F. Austin is where you are now. How are things going down there?
Man, things are great in the Piney Woods of East Texas. We're enjoying this nice, cool weather and getting ready to play a basketball game tonight. So excited to get a hoop season started and ready to go.
All right. Let's just dive in, man. You guys as a football program had lost 34 out of 35 games at Austin Peay, and you start to look for a football coach, and you come across a guy named Will Healy, who's an assistant at UT Chattanooga. What was it about him that intrigued you?
Yeah, I think for me it was his energy, his passion, his authenticity. I think for us and what we're doing at Austin Peay, we and I've said this to many people beforehand, we had hired football coaches kind of the same way at Austin Peay for, you know, 20 to 30 years prior to that, and it just hadn't worked out for us for one reason or another, and so we needed to do something completely different, and we needed to become relevant again and somehow in some fashion when it came to recruiting standpoint, and hiring a 30-year-old at the time who was an up-and-coming recruiter who had done a really good job of building relationships with Tennessee high school coaches and just doing a great job of selling a vision and what he wanted for the program was something we needed. And I think those things really resonated with me and the committee and everyone else that had conversations with him.
Once he actually got there, was there a moment or was there something that stood out to you about what he did? We saw the numbers and the turnaround and the wins and all of that, but maybe a behind the scenes story. Was there something that he did or the way he handled something that stood out to you that made you say, wow, we made the right call?
Yeah, you bet. So early on in the process, I mean, obviously one of the things that really was kind of a knock on Will was that he wasn't a coordinator, wasn't an offensive coordinator, had been a head coach, you know, didn't have any of those. And so during the hiring process, we talked about offensive plans and what he wanted to do. And he really thought he wanted to call plays. That was something that he wanted to do. And so we talked about that quite a bit, really had that conversation throughout the hiring process. And I just said, look, at the end of the day, Will, it's your program. If you want to call plays, you call plays. I didn't hire you to call plays. I hired you to be the head football coach. And so about a week into the first spring practice that we had, I go out to practice, which I did quite a bit just being around the program and going out to practice, and I noticed he's not calling plays. And I walk over there and I said, hey, I thought you were going to call plays. He's like, man, there's just so much going on being a head coach. And I said, I know. That's why I didn't hire you to be the offensive coordinator. I hired you to be the head coach. And I think that took maturity in itself to say, look, I need to rely on my staff. And at 30 years old, 31 years old at the time, really at that point in time, he took an opportunity that he said he was going to do something during the interview process, but then took a step back and said, what is the best thing for our team and for our culture? And he was able to do that by taking a step back and allowing his offensive coordinator to really call plays at that point in time.
So is Ryan Ivey joins us now, AD at Stephen F. Austin, was the guy that hired Will Healy at Austin Peay, potential Vanderbilt candidate. What was it that flipped the switch, Ryan? I mean, you were there. I mean, Austin Peay had lost 47 of 48 games, and then they went 8 out of 10 in year two for Will. And just whatever happened, I mean, it was a flip of a switch.
Well, I don't know that it was a flip of a switch. I think it was with people outside looking in, but seeing it really through the first year there, through the time that he got there with the recruiting class, you know, the first year, the second year recruiting class. Again, I've always said that successful programs are built around successful people. And Will took it upon himself to bring successful people into the program. The first thing that we needed to do from a football program standpoint at Austin Peay is we needed to learn how to win, and we needed to bring in individuals who knew how to win, and that's who they were from a DNA and makeup standpoint. And so Will went out and recruited those individuals, and then when they got there, it was about, all right, creating the culture and the standards of behavior needed to be successful moving forward. And that was what they did on the field, what they did off the field, what they did in the classroom, who they're going to be in the community, and really embracing that. And again, that was part of his vision for a program moving forward, that look, you can't just turn it on the field. That's not where successful programs are made. They're made by the 90% of the time that you're spending off the field. What are you doing from a program standpoint? What are you doing from a team chemistry standpoint? What are you doing from a community relationship building standpoint? You know, what are you doing in the classroom? How are you excelling in these other areas? And Will really put it upon himself and his staff to make sure that he was growing these people, these student athletes as people. And I think that's where people really gravitate to him, because he's about growing these individuals as not just football players, but young men, productive people of society, where they're better husbands, better fathers, and people that are going to change the world later on.
Learning how to win is a real thing that has to happen. And I see it at programs all across college football that haven't won in a long time. Learning how to win is a real thing. And that is something that will have to be done at Vanderbilt as well, as they've struggled to find wins in a very tough conference. You are an AD. You understand how difficult that job is at Vanderbilt. Why do you think, in knowing Will as you know him, how do you think he would deal with that situation, and why do you think he could be successful at a program like Vandy?
Well, obviously, I don't have the inside track of what's going on at Vanderbilt, and I thank the world of what Candace and that staff and those individuals are doing over there, and I believe they'll have a vision for that program moving forward. I can only obviously speak for Will, but I do believe Will and what he's done. If you look at what he's done at Austin Peay, and then what he's doing at Charlotte as well at this point in time, they're very similar makeup and very similar programs, and the challenges that he inherited. And I think he will take that same approach no matter what position it is and no matter what school it may be that he's going to be the head football coach at. Because I think going back to the previous conversation is he's authentic, and he is who he is. And he's going to make sure that his program represents those values about being successful both on the field and off the field and in the community, those type of things that are going to help build long-term sustainability moving forward. Again, I have no idea, you know, the behind the scenes look from a Vanderbilt standpoint. I know it's a phenomenal institution, a phenomenal university. I know they're going to do some great things. They're going to have the opportunity. It's obviously competing in the toughest football conference there is in the entire country, and there are going to be some challenges with that, just inherently trying to figure that out. But I will say this, I believe in Will and what he's done and who he is as a person and who he is as a football coach. And I believe he's going to be successful because he's going to surround himself with people that will allow him to be successful moving forward.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate the background on Will Healy.
You bet.
Really appreciate that. It's good to talk with you, man. Glad you're doing well, brother, and keep rolling.
Glad you get a basketball game tonight, too. Those are hard
That's
to come
exactly
by
right. No, it's exciting for us. We lost a few early on, and so then we just announced another game today that we scheduled on Friday. So this is the COVID situation is, as I tell people every day, we show up because we never know what's going to happen the next day. So we're going to take them as we can get them and be happy for the opportunities we have to play. So
there he is, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Ivy. Hey, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you, guys.